father. And so he thinks that he's their last hope for a class of people who got to steal the vote. We don't want another ultimate. Donald Trump, he wants an ultimate. We don't need another ultimate. Donald Trump, he wants an ultimate. A jumping jack, climb out of a hat. A wrong mat, can't get no satisfaction. A natural fact, got simple faith for Satan. He campaigns like communist Mao Zedong. And take brown sugar in his cup of tea. Out of a hat, will set this country back. Trumpet blows in old airs of Altamont. And sucker punches protesters for a ton. We don't want another Altamont. Donald Trump, he wants an Altamont. We don't need another Altamont. Donald Trump, he wants an Altamont. Trumpet blows in old airs of missile crisis. Trumpet speaks of nuclear escalation. He's misinformed about complex world issues. Knows not they talk, but world damnation. The red phone, he'll cut the lines to Russia. Helsinki, Finland, those talks were very smart. He knows not salt, or even talks of stars. He thinks he's forward, but the man walks back. We don't want another ultimate. Donald Trump, he wants an ultimate. We don't need another ultimate. Donald Trump, he wants an ultimate.
So I know that I'm not the only one in this room who may be more than a little dismayed about what's happening on the campaign trail. We have heard vulgar and divisive rhetoric aimed at women and minorities, at Americans who don't look like us or pray like us or vote like we do. We've seen misguided attempts to shut down that speech, however offensive it may be. We live in a country where free speech is one of the most important rights that we hold. In response to those attempts, we've seen actual violence. And we've heard silence from too many of our leaders. Too often, we've accepted this as somehow the new normal. And it's worth asking ourselves what each of us may have done to contribute to this kind of vicious atmosphere in our politics. I suspect that all of us can recall some intemperate words that we regret. Certainly I can. And while some may be more to blame than others for the current climate, all of us are responsible for reversing. For it is a cycle that is not an accurate reflection of America. And it has to stop. And I say that not because it's a matter of political correctness. It's about the way that corrosive behavior can undermine our democracy and our society and even our economy.
They tell us that the person who made the statements doesn't know much about foreign policy or nuclear policy or the Korean Peninsula or the world generally. It came up on the sidelines. I've said before that people pay attention to American elections. Even in those countries that are used to a carnival atmosphere in their own politics, want sobriety and clarity when it comes to U.S. elections, because they understand the President of the United States needs to know what's going on around the world and has to put in place the kinds of policies that lead not only to our security and prosperity, but will have an impact on everybody else's security and prosperity. Our alliance with Japan and the Republic of Korea is one of the foundations, one of the cornerstones of our Pacific region. It is underwritten. The peace and prosperity of that region. It has been an enormous boon to American commerce and American influence. You don't mess with that. It is an investment that rests on the sacrifices that our men and women made back in World War II when they were fighting throughout the Pacific. It is because of their sacrifices and the wisdom that American foreign policymakers showed after World War II that we've been able to avoid catastrophe in those regions. We don't want somebody in the Oval Office who doesn't recognize how important that is.